How tough is the game on players, Mick, now compared to... Is it getting harder and harder? I mean, we see all these injuries and we think they're worse, and I think they're worse, but then they bring stats out to say the injuries
are
down.
There's a lot of them. I think there's a lot more of them.
You think there is?
Yeah, we're playing our 35th play tomorrow, and that's... There's a number of injuries, but we also know that there's a massive toll on the young kids. Like, if you ever look at the players that we've left out, I hate the word chop, because some of these are just being put back to play seconds because we've got... we've got Yaron available, we've got White available, and Carrazzo, so there's a few senior players coming back. So the logic thing is that you generally, unless the kids are dominating, and they very rarely dominate in their first year, even their second year, you've got to have a real superstar to get there. Dylan Buckley goes because Yaron's playing. Clem Smith's going because White comes back in. You've got Wiley goes because Carrazzo goes. It's a bad word to say chop. It's just that you're moving the side around to generate hopefully a win and avoiding the kid being out there for a lot longer than what he needs to be. And in his second year, he gets a bit better. In his third year, they get a bit better. In the fourth year, he should be able to take off. And people say, that's rubbish. Third year, they're already going. Third year, if you have a lot of third-year players playing together, as we've seen with Gold Coast and Gravesend City, the fall-off ratio is very, very high.
Just with the amount of injuries, is it possible... I mean, they're able to come out and say the numbers are down, but I wonder if that's more about numbers within games rather than in preparation on the track. Do you feel like there's more injuries being sustained in preparation for games?
I don't know how they've done their stats, but it's certainly the lead-up. Like, I've Kieran Sheehan, for instance. Now, he's a 24-year-old, 25-year-old Irishman. We're crossing the fingers, but I have a feeling that he may require an operation next week or the week after. It will probably preclude him from the year. So
he done?
He's got a groin.
Yep.
Okay. So, or it'll be hips. So he hasn't played this year. So is it the injury, say, that's from a match, or is it because he's lead up to the pre-season? You've got Giles as another young kid that we've had with a navicular. He is going to be late this year if he comes back at all. We hope he does come back, but do they count that as an injury through the week of a game, or is it because of the pre-season? You know, there's you're right. I think that we've got to analyse these stats in a correct manner and see how many players you actually are broken down at training. I hate losing players at training because it shouldn't happen.
That's the thing.
Pre-season is a... You're looking okay, and your point before, this is a classical one, because we didn't have an injury right through our playing Dancing with the Sister. You know, this is fantastic. We go out there and we play three sides. We end up with multiple injuries because people are running a bit harder at each other and they're not as protective, and they don't care if they knee you in the ribs or in the back or whatever because they want to. That's the way it is. Whereas you don't watch your own players avoid it like the plague.